You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
You know, flying has become so expensive that more of us are taking longer road trips. At least we are. When we travel long distances with our grandchildren, and we have three, feeding them is a challenge. Consequently, I always have my eye on, okay, what do I do? Can I do a picnic on the road? Are there some great places to stop and feed them? And that's what prompted Carolina and I to do this segment. Carolina, I know you have two young ones and you go on the road with them. What do you do when you've got, what do you pack, and how do you handle the fact that they're hungry before you know it? It's not easy anymore, is it?
No, it's not easy. Kids, you know, they're in the car, they need to be distracted, they want a snack, and, you know, what do we do as parents, and how do we make sure that we're keeping healthy choices while on the road? So what we do is we do a combo. We pack some and we stop some. So I'll pack things like nuts, granolas, or single packs of nut butter, dried fruits, fresh fruits and vegetables. And then I pick up some things along the road, like yogurt, sandwiches, or salads, or refill my water bottles at different stops. And then also we love finding new places to eat along the road. That's part of the fun. So we do a mix of everything.
Well, you said something that triggered a real truth, in that I try so hard to pack up enough, and I find it's never enough to take along the way, whether we stop or picnic or nibble in the car. And also, it's hard to keep it cold for as long as you need it when you're on a long road trip. Plus, we want to make it fun, right? So let's start off by saying you mentioned fruits and veggies. So some of them bruise easy, like bananas. Not been a favorite for me. It's not been very successful. But what fruits and veggies do you find work on a road trip?
Yeah, well, a lot of times when we pack snacks for a road trip, we don't think fresh fruits and vegetables, but we should, you know. Just kind of think of them as your first line of attack when it comes to snacks. They're the ones you're going to consume first on the road trip, okay? They do tend to bruise, and they do tend to go bad if they're left in the car. So they're the ones that you're going to consume first. But I find that having some little plastic sealed bag filled with grapes or grape tomatoes or sliced cucumbers, or sometimes just the whole cucumber, because my son will eat it just like that. Baby carrots, cut up celery, all those are great snack starters. Blueberries, they're super poppable, so they could just pop it in their mouth and snack. They're crunchy, takes them a long time to eat. Fruits and vegetables, because there's a lot of fiber, a lot of chewing involved, so it keeps them busy for longer. And a lot of them, really, it just takes like washing it and wrapping it in a paper towel, like apples, oranges. I love taking like the tiny mandarin oranges that you can easily peel. Again, peeling the orange takes time, so it keeps them entertained. Peaches, nectarines, cherries. Those are all some that I do pack on a road trip, and we just consume it right away, so it doesn't sit in the car and get bruised or spoiled.
You know, you mentioned you pop it. I call them poppers. I love food that I call poppers. They can just pop them in their mouth. But one thing that you are doing is filling them up. You know, they, when they eat all those nutrients plus fiber, they're not going to be, yeah, I'm hungry. Can we eat? Is there something to eat? If you feed them chips, they're going to be whining very shortly afterwards, because it doesn't fill with them. It doesn't satiate them. And it makes them thirsty, by the way, and that's another issue. Okay, so you're driving, and you're giving them a whole bunch of salty things to eat, and they start drinking, and guess what? Your trip gets longer because you have to make more stops. So fruit will hydrate them and they're not salty. So I think fruits and veggies are great. We also, by the way, will take little things of hummus, and they can dip it and scoop it, or other dips. So that's, you know, you can put them in little containers and with a little lid, and they can dip it and not make a huge mess. So that's another one that has worked for us. But okay, so you need to stop, though. It's time to stop for gas, and you walk into these convenience stores that are gas stations now, and you look around and you say, wow, maybe there's some things I could get here. I found that yogurt's a great one. These little single-serve yogurt packages are often now found in convenience stores. Have you found, had you success in that area?
Yeah, I do. No, I agree. Like, once I run out of my fruits and vegetables or whatever I have, or if I just want something cold to snack on or something different, I'll try to look for grocery stores nearby the highways, because nowadays you get more and more. So grocery stores are great. Plus, I love, like, if we're going across states, I love trying out new grocery stores, because I'm just a nerd when it comes to that. I love looking at new stores. So if I see, you know, I'm in Florida, so Publix is where we shop. So I love going into other states and seeing how different their grocery stores are. So if you find one, you can go into that. Or some convenience stores, yeah, they're getting smarter about things like yogurts and even wrapped salads and sandwiches. Make sure when you do get those, try to buy the ones that are not with any, that don't have any condiments, because that tends to make them saggy and you don't control how much is in it. Like, they put mayo or ketchup or mustard already on it. And it just, I always find that a little bit unsafe. You don't know. And look for prepared dates and read the ingredients. Same thing you would do if you were at home. You're not going to buy something without reading the ingredients. So read the ingredients too.
Yeah, that's an issue for me. I have to make sure these are freshly made. They haven't been sitting in there for a couple of days at convenience stores. And I have stopped at grocery stores. We have. And they can make you sandwiches right there. Or you can find little packed salads and things. It's really great. As you said, you get there, more and more are being built closer to the major highways. Okay, but you want to have some fun. You want to stop at a restaurant. But you know those fast food ones are not the best idea. So I know you have a great idea of how to find restaurants on the road. Share with us.
I do. Yeah, I love telling people, if you're going on a road trip, if it's over 5 hours long, you're likely going to have to stop for a meal. There's just no packing possible when you're going with the family. So why not make the most out of it? Really think of this can be the most fun part of your trip, is finding what kind of local eats there are around your pit stops. Find local restaurants or find some good restaurants that you've heard of. And there's different ways to do that. My favorite way is just talking to people. And nowadays, talking to people is beyond just knocking on your neighbor's door. It's picking up your phone and logging into Twitter or Facebook. I love going into Twitter and using like the hashtag #foodiefinds, or using looking for the handles of little restaurants that are around where I'm going to stop. Sometimes I do this on the way, or sometimes I do it ahead of time. Depends on how much planning you want to put into your road trip. I also love using apps like Yelp or Food Spotting to look for local eats that are known in the area. And a lot of them go beyond just telling you the name. You can actually log in and find what dishes people are talking about and what kind of things are the place known for. So it's really, really fun. You'll feel like a foodie yourself, and you'll find something that the whole family will like. You can put it up to a vote and say, hey, I have three spots. Which one should we go to? And can really make the boring road trip a really fun stop and something that you have a little bit of control, because you'll know ahead of time what the menu is like.
Yeah, and we use Around Me. That's another one, because you go to restaurants and it helps you a lot. And then you have a GPS that tells you how to get there. You see how far it is off the main road, and you can make decisions. I also like to give have the kids, it depends how old they are, but the kids who can do the searches for you, and that keeps them busy, and they get to vote on it. And so I think apps have made traveling a whole lot more fun when it comes to feeding the family. Right, Caroline? It's just been a great addition.
Oh, yeah. I mean, before you had to like build the itinerary before you left home. Now, really kind of swinging it became super easy because we all have smartphones and we can look for anything wherever we are. So there's really no excuses anymore for stopping at those drive-thrus. Don't make those mistakes. Eating that kind of food when you're on the road is just going to cause pain and distress. So just bypass them and go to some better good eats you will find along the way. Well, we loved having you in our family food kitchen today. Know that you can always find us on kidcritics.org for recipes and nutrition and tips, and you can find all our past episodes on radiomd.com. Thanks for being with us, and make sure to always eat well and stay well.